change of zone number 1792, Ray C. and Candace E. Sammons.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1792 for Ray C. and Candace E. Sammons for a downzoning from C1 general commercial zoning to AR1 agricultural residential zoning based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons, these being: one, the property is surrounded by AR1 land, and rezoning this parcel to AR1 will make it consistent with the area zoning. Two, the property was previously rezoned to C1 by the applicant for their business. That business no longer exists, so there is no reason to continue with C1 zoning on this property. Three, the property is only 20,833 square feet in size. It would be very difficult to develop this property commercially given the size. AR1 zoning is more appropriate for a parcel of this size. Four, the downzoning will not adversely affect area properties or roadways. Downzoning it to AR1 should have a positive impact on the area. And lastly, there were no parties that had appeared in opposition to the application.
Second.
We move and second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1792, Ray C. and Candace E. Sammons, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2040, Sposato Imports.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 2040 for Sposato Imports for the expansion of an existing conditional use for a landscaping business to allow the storage of wine based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The use is currently operated as a landscaping business. The proposed use will be located in existing building on the premise. The use will generate very little additional traffic beyond what currently exists with the landscaping business. The expansion will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. The applicant has stated that they are asking for the ability to store wine only. They have stated that there will not be any retail sales from the site. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions: no retail sales shall occur from the site, and no additional signage shall be permitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2040, Sposato Imports, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2041, Scott Randall Witzke.
Mr. Chairman, I'm inclined to act favorably towards this application, but we need a little bit of time to draw up a proper motion if there's no objection to that direction. So I'm going to make a motion that we defer action on CU 2041 Scott Randall Witzke for further consideration by the committee.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2041 Scott Randall Witzke. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2042 Beach Fire Brewing Company LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And while we were discussing other business, I had ample opportunity to make a detailed motion on this. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2042 Beach Fire Brewing Company, my motion is for deferral to give commission time for further consideration.
I will second that motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2042, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, Ms. Cornwell, anybody help anything from the good order?
Actually, on your desk this evening at your seats, there was a Planning 102 Land Use Law and Regulation course that the Institute of Public Administration will be holding next Friday. So if any of the Planning Commission members were interested, if they could please let staff know so we could get you registered as soon as possible.
Where will this be taking place?
It's going to be at the Party Center up in Dover.
Okay.
Party Center.
Oh, Pardee Center.
The Pardee Center.
The Party Center.
It's near the wine store.
Add one other thing too for the benefit of the commission.
As you would know, are well aware, the council has reviewed ordinance for consideration of time extension, which you had recommended. And the council had on the 12th of this month, we reviewed that 18. We did 18 were given consideration and 2 were given confirmation that their extensions were still valid. That was the Arbor, the Cottage Dale, and the Sunrise Ventures application. Of those other 18, there were 13 extensions granted and 5 rejected. And then on the 26th, this past Tuesday, they reviewed 18 more applications and we approved 11 and rejected 7. So total wise, out of the one that we've reviewed in the last 2 weeks or 2 meetings, there have been 24 applications granted extensions and 12 were denied. They would have to reapply or they'd become sunset. So now we have to work out what legal process on how we create an affidavit for a recorder deed so we can show that if these projects are now sunset and void, if they want to develop, they're going to have to come back and go through the process.
I would just add one thing that Lawrence and Janelle are real modest about. It took a Herculean effort to go through all those 30-some-odd applications.
I believe it.
And look at what have been done and or not done and verify things and check with DLDOT and county engineering and then put together a concise report in notebook form for everybody at county council so that they knew clearly and concisely what staff's recommendation was. So a lot of work went into that behind the scenes to get it.
Most of the work was done by Janelle and staff. I just had to stand at the podium for several hours and report and take the abuse and read a motion on every single one.
It sounds like it was a team effort.
Yeah, it's hard to read the same motion.
And thank you for all your efforts.
Yeah. I have a question, Mr. Chairman, along those lines.
Yes, sir.
How many projects never bothered to apply for an extension?
No, we haven't even had the chance to even figure it out. But just to add to that, there have been several applications that we had that would have been in that consideration, but they had gone to ag preservation. They have like 3. They have a couple of farmers that didn't want to go to ag preservation, but they bought the adjoining properties and have since converted the property to actual tillable land. Some are irrigated, right across from Richard Carmine's place. He's taking that subdivision, which has a beautiful entrance, but its entrance goes to farm field.
An entrance to, to the irrigation.
Roll curb and gutter to the pump. Irrigation. And there's a couple others that just aren't going to happen. Just not going to happen. Several of them aren't going to happen. Because the regulation changed, they would lose lots and they'd probably lose their investment.
Okay.
So we can get that report back to you, but it's going to give us a couple.
Because I know you prepared previously a report about all those projects.
Oh, yeah, we did. But well, I'm going to have to take that now and bring it up to date. Some have been completed. Some are substantially underway. Some are now sunset. So the list is going to change. But we're going to try to put it in the whole list so you can see all of them, at least back to 04.
Ms. Corwin, you can register me for that Friday. I may be late.
Okay.
Okay, anything else to give the order? Being none, stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.